Pandit, it is a great honor and a pleasure for us here in Holland to see you and more so to hear you. And we would like to ask you some questions about your impressions and also ask you, is it the first time that you visit this country?
No, this is not the first time. I came here first when I was a child, about 12, along with my brother Uday Shankar in his group, yes. And then I came a few times with him again, after that. But this is the first time that I am coming on my own.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
We must tell you that the esteem that Indian culture has held in this country is very high. And so it is also for that we are very glad to hear your music. And we will ask you now to tell us a bit about the travels you have made and when did you leave India?
Well, I left India last year in month of October. Yes. And after that, I came straight with my colleagues to London. And we gave a lot of concerts in London, Oxford, Cambridge, Paris. And it was in month of November that we went to the States.
Yes.
And let me tell you that we went there for 6 weeks, but we stayed there 6.5 months.
Oh.
Because it was really amazing. I never expected such a successful tour there. And we gave number of concerts in different universities and these music colleges, TV shows, radio concerts, and big concert houses like Town Hall or Kaufman Hall in New York. And we went till as far as the West Coast in California. And we went to Canada also. There we were given a special concert hour, 1 hour program on TV in Montreal, which was really very successful. And then I wrote music for 2 films there.
Indian subject?
Yes, it was. No, one was a documentary on India. It was by National Film Board of Canada. And the other one was a fantasy, very interesting really, by that great man, Norman McLaren, who is quite famous. It was a fantasy known as Cherry Tale. It was really pleasure working on that thing. And, well, after all that, I feel that I have been able to do a little bit in way of propagating our music. And people have appreciated everywhere, wherever
yes.
we went. And now that we have come back in Europe nearly 2 weeks ago, this is the first place in Holland that we have come. We performed in Den Haag and in Amsterdam, and we have been so successful. It was beyond my imagination that I'll find such enthusiasm in the people here.
Yes. And now I would like to ask you 2 things. Did the people in this country understand your music, or did you feel that they want to understand it, although they have not come to understanding? And is there a difference between the way people accept it here and in the States, in America?
Well, here, as well as States, of course, States, I found, you know, people, by nature, they are so emotional. They always go out for something new. So it doesn't mean that they understand more, but they always have in more life, I would say, or something, in expressing themselves. But there, as well as here, I have found one thing in common, that they have a great desire for understanding, trying to understand. You see, the attitude is very important. Whenever you hear something foreign, in foreign music, you are not expected to fully understand.
No.
But A, it should appeal to you first. It should appeal your senses in some way or the other. Then only you can get an interest, and then you can try to understand. So all this I have found here. And of course, there also. Though we had a lot of problem in one thing, I have always tried to make people understand, because they always connect jazz music.
It is now about America that you're talking.
Yes,
especially.
There, mostly in America, jazz music with our music, because they think, because that jazz also has got some improvisation.
Yes.
And they're very rhythmic, very lively, yes. and sort of emotional to certain respect. They have some freedom. So they think that it is like Indian music.
Yes. Yes, that's like.
Well, I always try to explain to these people that these few things have, there are something in common, of course, there's something in common. But our music is not only that much, you see, it has got a very big canvas, I should say. When we improvise, it is in a very scientific way. A, the melody portion, which is known as the rag, that has to be correctly maintained. And then the theme, which is our gath.
Yes.
And on that theme and rag, which is all based on a rhythmic cycle, it can be 16, it can be 10, 7, 14, but to maintain that rhythmic cycle, come to one and improvise all together, it is something very different.
Yes.
It needs lot of what we call sadhana, which means lot of, and it is not just an emotional sort of development on simple one and two and rhythm, you see. So that is the one thing which took me time to explain them.
Yes,
and people who have really tried to understand.
They wanted to understand.
Yes.
That's a very important thing.
Yes.
And I'm very glad that this is what you met in Europe as well as Holland, the feeling in the people that they want to understand, and there was a kind of emotion, and there was a kind of contact with you, with the player, and with the public.
Oh, absolutely.
I may say that.
Oh, yes.
In
now,
all countries which you visited.
Now I feel everywhere, more and more, especially after the first concert. The second concerts, everywhere I find that rapport with the public.
Yes.
Which is very important for our music, you know, because
all
it is
important,
yes.
And to conclude, we from this country, from Holland, wish you success and a very fine journey, Shubha Yatra, and also to your tabla player, Mr. Chaturlal, and to Mr. Nodu Malik, who plays the tambura, and I heard that he made the very fine instrument that you play on.
Yes, that's right.
Jai Hind.
Thank you very much. Namaste.